Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I was waiting for this one this week. This is very appropriate. At times, it does feel like the circus. A 4-0 circus. I mean, that's the bottom line, is wins are wins. And the Eagles win while acting like a circus. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. A.J. Brown yesterday held court to talk about everything. Then he went and tweeted at Seth Joyner. And everyone else was fired up today, including Hugh Douglas. All right, your calls on all this. And the Phils.
Gotta protect the old people, man.
You do.
Gotta protect the old heads.
That was my first theory.
Yeah.
It was the old heads.
Really? No.
If he went after a younger commentator, he would have been like, whatever. But it was someone your age bracket.
It's not that. But it's part. Because I have a tremendous amount of respect for everybody that has paved the way in this game for us. Because like I tell some stories all the time about when Harold say he used to go to camp and be like 100 people on the team. Mm-hmm. And how this is a Hall of Fame player now, coming from Southern. And he talks about how there were times where he didn't want anybody to know he was hurt. He would go get treatment late at night because the rules were different. And this is a Hall of Fame receiver who played in an era where, you know, they started the transition for African-American players. And so I look at him with a tremendous amount of respect for the sacrifice that he made for the game would be better for me. And we talk about this game because in some way, shape, or form, we've all been through it. We've all been through it. So when you have the audacity to be disrespectful to your elders that have played this game, right, and get mad at them because they are commenting on a firestorm that you created. Mm-hmm. You created all of this. You sound stupid to me, with all due respect. You sound stupid, and you coming at all of us because we wouldn't have nothing to talk about if you didn't say anything. If you just won the Super Bowl, bro. Mm-hmm. You've accomplished something that a lot of us have never accomplished. You're on a good football team. I understand that your frustration is because you want the football. But to come at somebody for commenting, and you had the floor yesterday to say whatever you wanted to say, to get it all off your chest. But you still, whatever you're going through, bro, you still carrying it. You had a chance yesterday to lighten your load. Because they asked you, what's wrong? And you sat there and you didn't say a word.
Well, and they
you had the opportunity to lighten your load yesterday.
They would have listened for as long as he wanted to talk.
Yes.
Yeah, of course they would have.
But you wanted to send out cryptic-ass tweets and come at old heads.
What stands out to me from a fan perspective, there's a lot of people out there, I see it, this is nothing, why are you guys talking about this?
Because those people are stupid.
Well, I think there's, we could use that word.
The word I choose to use today.
I think sometimes people could be naive. And I think we could bury our head in the sand. I like your word.
You know what? It's a special day with Kyle co-signed my foolishness.
I know.
Oh, I mean, we're on fire.
No, we're doing well.
I care.
What I think,
this is all I could have ever asked
let's
for.
Let's use stupid. Let's use naive.
No,
let's use
just
head in the sand. But here's what I think people do. They pretend that things that have happened to other teams in the past could never happen here. And the reason this is an issue is we've seen plenty of teams get destroyed, and great teams in sports history, by ego and jealousy and whatever the hell's going on with A.J. Brown and whoever the hell he's upset about, mostly the quarterback, right? Let me give you three examples. Why did the Cowboys dynasty in the 90s die? Because Jerry Jones and Jimmy Johnson had ego issues with each other. That team should have not stopped. They shouldn't have stopped winning the when they did. It blew up because the owner couldn't handle the other guy getting more credit. Let's go to the Lakers in the 2000s. Kobe and Shaq are the best duo I've ever seen. And I think for a lot of us, probably ever seen. And maybe you want to go back before I did. Maybe you saw one better. But in the last, I'm 39 now. Kobe and Shaq in their prime are the most dominant duo I ever saw. Why did that thing get broken up?
Because it was a drama between the two of them.
Right, exactly. Drama between the two of them. And then let's go to a more recent one. Maybe not quite as dominant as the Cowboys and Lakers, but they went to back-to-back Super Bowls and won one. The Seahawks. Why did that die? Because the defense, and they couldn't handle that they were the best unit on the team. And who got all the credit? Who got the money? Russell.
Yeah.
And they hated it. And eventually they were like, oh, I guess we got to move off these guys because this is Russell's team. And they never got back to a Super Bowl. So, like, this happens all the time in pro sports. So if you say it's no big deal, it is a big deal. And if the Eagles don't handle this, this could tear this thing apart. I don't think they're going to let that happen. And if I had to guess, Howie's going to be proactive instead of letting it fall apart. I don't think Howie's going to let it happen. But if AJ doesn't figure this out or shut up, he's going to be out of here. There's no way. Like, do you think Howie Roseman and Jeff Lurie are happy this week?
No, they're not happy today.
Of course they're not. Of course they're not. They have a 4-0 football team, and there's a distraction in the locker room. Whether or not that guy is correct in his assessment of the problem of the offense, how they're handling it, how he's handled it, is just not constructive to fixing it. All right, 215-592-9494. Could we hear? First, let's let you hear how A.J. Brown spoke yesterday, specifically about his coaches, then the quarterback, and then we'll let you hear Jalen Hurts' response to what he feels about the whole situation. So let's go back to AJ and how he kind of addressed everyone's name yesterday.
Based on the content of that tweet, it seemed like maybe you were feeling like you weren't being listened to. Is that the case or is that not the case?
No, again, like I said, the tweet wasn't directed at anyone because, you know, I am listening to, like I said, I have an open communication with my coaches, Nick, KP. I talk all the time with those guys. Nick FaceTime me on Monday when I'm not in the building. This is like a every weekly thing, you know. That's the relationship that we have. So that's not the case at all. So.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
All right, so you heard there, Hugh, about how he spoke about his relationship with Nick Sirianni. Please, it feels pretty strong, right? Like they FaceTime. All right, and then, you know, kind of the way he talks about his quarterback, a little bit different. Could we hear Jalen Hurts yesterday? Jalen Hurts asked about the situation, communication with A.J. Brown.
They go back long ways, obviously. You know, he has been good friends for a number of years. Do you guys have, like, extra conversations, I guess, when, you know, a day, like, Sunday happens and, you know, you might be frustrated with certain things that are going on?
We just focus on the work.
Man, a few words, but I think he said something there that was pretty obvious. Hugh, it doesn't feel to me they speak much.
And that's a problem.
Yeah.
That's the problem, especially when you talk about the relationship that the receiver and the quarterback have to have in order to have success.
Right.
I've never played quarterback, but I would venture to think that Puka Nacua and Stafford, they talk quite a bit. You know, and the fact that, you know, since we want to talk about cryptic-ass tweets, let's talk about that cryptic tweet that OG Wade brought up when you're talking about you need a quarterback to throw to. How about call your quarterback that you actually won the Super Bowl with in offseason and ask him, could he fly? Hell, both of y'all got bread. He can fly wherever you are, and y'all can throw the ball to get that rapport.
Yeah.
So that's the problem. So, you know, when you sit here and instead of you being – like, you're in position to directly affect – how this outcome works, but you want to go call other people out. That may help me. Somebody help me understand why that makes sense in anybody's planet. You don't even do that in the real world. You don't even do that in real jobs, but you expect that to be done on a football field. You got to see this man every day. You got to be in the huddle with him at every practice, but you ain't got nothing to say to him. But you okay with going out and involving a bunch of folks that ain't got nothing to do with this. You let them in the conversation and you let them have an opinion about it, but you got the cat that you work with every day and you don't even talk to him, but you're going to get on Twitter and you want all these Twitter clowns to chime in on a situation that they ain't got no clue about. And then when we say something about it, you want to clap back at one of us.
I do like
what the hell wrong with you?
I do like Twitter clowns.
Twitter clowns.
No, I'm just saying,
right
though.
Right up my alley.
Because I'm looking, you know, I look at the comments, and everybody's got your back. None of them fools know what the hell's going on. They don't know what's going on. You know who does know what's going on? AJ and Jalen. But you ain't man enough to do that. You ain't man enough to go talk to him. You want to go to Twitter with a whole bunch of people that wear your jerseys and got you on the fantasy squad, and they gonna get you back because they want you to do better for their fantasy team.
Yeah.
Instead of talking to the dude that you won the Super Bowl with, the last time I checked, you said he was your godfather, your child, or whatever, but you want to go to them and talk to them.
Yeah, I just anyone out
makes
there
no def- damn sense
yeah,
to
defending
me.
AJ this week is just
cook AJ.
Yeah, I just don't get it. I mean,
it's just stupid. You've done something that a lot of us haven't been able to do. You won a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And you have a direct line. You have a direct line to the man that you have a gripe with. And instead of going to him and talking to him, because you see him every day, you go to Twitter. And then when somebody say something about what you're doing, you clap back at them. You got a lot to say to people ain't got nothing to do with this,
yeah.
But you ain't got nothing to say to the cat that directly affects your outcome or your accomplishments. You ain't got nothing to say to him. Make it make sense to me.
I can't. I mean, this would be a different story for, I think, me and a lot of people if this was a mediocre team or a Mickey Mouse organization. Like, all right, whatever. This is a team that we had a real discussion in the offseason. Are they on the path to a dynasty? Like, that's what's at stake here. They're 4-0. They're the favorites to win the NFC again. Like, that's what's at stake here. Like, they can win more championships. That's the kind of talent assembled here. And the fact that they're letting this stuff get seep in is just silly. And then when I hear AJ say, oh, he doesn't really talk to the quarterback during the game. Well, what?
Came out of your mouth.
I mean, like,
that came out of that you said that.
It's remarkable. Like, you can talk without causing a scene. At least I think you can. Like, you could say, hey, Jalen, I see this. If you see it, let's make a play. But he doesn't talk to him during the game, then he gets upset after the game. I mean, like, how old are these guys?
Can get back to
I mean, you. I've never said we, like, football, I will, you know, push back. We're childish.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a fact.
Not you're a professional now.
Well,
you've now crossed the line into professionalism.
Yeah. Sometimes.
He transitioned.
But you know, I kind of slide back and forth from being a professional
yeah.
and being childish.
Yeah.
But the bottom line is this, man. You can fix this. You can fix this today if you want to. You can fix it today. And it could be fixed without anybody having to know anything.
What's more likely, it gets fixed today or a tweet goes at BigHugh53?
Listen. No, I'm going to say this, and I'm not trying to say this in a hostile way.
Don't tempt me into a good time.
No, I'm not trying to say this in a hostile way. I'm at 2400 Market Street, and I'm here from every day from 10 to 2.
Well,
and I'm not hard to find.
AJ knows the number.
No, and yes, it's like, and I'm not trying to say it in a combative way. But if you want to have a conversation, I'm willing to do that.
Can we rehash the Twitter idiots thing? I was really enjoying that.
Yeah, there's a lot of those. Yeah, that was they're out there.
You know, that was a self edit.
Yeah,
I've been doing a lot of that.
You're such. I think this is Hugh's best week as a pro.
And I've seen a lot of penetration. It's not, man. It's just, it's unfortunate, man, because we see it. We see his frustration, and we understand it, and we try to understand him because we know he's built a little different. I get that. I totally understand that. But you can't. This is not the way to handle this. It's not. It's just not the way to handle this. You could handle this better because you have a direct line to Jalen Hurts. If that's the problem.
Yeah, no, there's no question. This shouldn't be this hard. And these guys, after all these years together and the friendship they had that we were told about and saw on display when he first got traded here, this shouldn't be this hard. It's a shame we're here. They keep winning, which I think puts a little bit, it's a Band-Aid. I mean, the winning is the Band-Aid, but obviously this is not going away. And I wish I was not as naive as people are like, what's going on? There's nothing to see here.
And here's another thing, man, because like as a grown man, and I'm speaking as a growner man than I have been in the past.
More grown.
Yeah, because, you know, everybody likes to reference the T.O. situation that I had with him.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Because that came up in the YouTube chat.
No, it did. And you're talking, and for all those you people out there, that was 20-something years ago. So for all y'all that want to bring it up, it's fair, it's fodder, but that was me 20-something years ago. And that was T.O. 20-something years ago. So if that's the story that you got to go with, maybe you need to start growing and maturing as an individual. But that's okay. But the point that I'm trying to make is this. We all make mistakes when we're young. And if I'm not mistaken, I think Seth referenced that same thing.
I think when he was on with Joe, Joe kind of brought up something that Seth said during his career about Randall that maybe in retrospect, Seth regrets. But,
yes.
But Seth was overly emotional. I think that's what he kind of said, right? He still is, but that makes him a great broadcaster and it made him a great football player. But Hugh, I think when I heard Seth talk about AJ, I felt it was in a, hey, I've been in your shoes. I made mistakes. You don't have to do the same thing.
We've all had those moments. And it's not. And see, this is the thing. That's why you say respect your elders, because most times when your elders speak to you, it's not like they're trying to tear you down. They've seen the road that you're traveling, and they're trying to help you not make the same mistakes that they've made.
They've been there before.
That's it. And I've heard the stories. The stories are famous about how the defense was adversarial to the offense here. Those are famous stories, and Seth was a big part of that. And for him to sit there and say what he said, and you not understand that is ridiculous to me, because that's what he's saying. He's saying he's learned from his mistakes. Just like when me and T.O. sat down and we talked about it, hey, we were on different sides of this thing, and we both admitted to a man that we were wrong. And that's how it's supposed to be as a grown man. That's how it's supposed to work. Some of y'all need to start listening to your parents. That's why y'all out there sending out them stupid-ass tweets on you people all damn day long. You know
we'll get to them later on.
Yeah, that's why y'all out here living stupid ass in the past and whatnot. That's what you're doing, living in the past. While we trying to move forward, we trying to build some stuff here, you still in the past.
Yeah, there is something. This happens, I think, throughout people as they age. There's a point like in your maturity where you think the people that are trying to tell you, hey, I've been here before, you should do this, they don't know anything. And right, and then you wake up one day, and when you mature, and you're like, you know what? They kind of knew what they were talking about. And obviously, AJ hasn't reached that point. Let's hope he does. Let's
I hate
hope
D-Gun, they get... though, by the way.
What'd he do?
Because he see, this
is
the
messy?
Problem.
Is he being messy?
D-Gun ain't being a grown-up, man. And this is the problem. Because D-Gun is supposed to be one of the OGs that kind of usher me into being a grown man. And he's sending these stupid-ass tweets out that he's sending. He's sending me stupid messages. I hate you, D-Gun. I ain't going to tell him what you said because I'm not going to put you out there like that. But you
right.
Dead wrong.
You
that.
Tell me off the air.
All right, I'm going to tell you.
Let's go to Self in North Philly. What's up, Self?
Yo, gentlemen, what's good?
What's Self, good? What's up? Good? How you been?
Hey, listen. One day y'all going to listen to me, Joe. Did I not tell y'all this 2 years ago when we were winning and he was on the sideline barking at Jalen while we're winning? And I said, this dude is a cancer. He's going to be a problem. Get rid of him. Y'all kept saying, no, he's a great player. Let me explain something to you. First off, let me say this. if the offensive rushing ain't clicking and the offensive passing game ain't clicking, that only breeds one thing, offensive line. Period. Cut it. End of discussion. I want people to stop blaming Jalen. Stop saying Saquon lost a step. The offensive line sucks. It's horrible. It's not as good as it has been. We got men playing hurt. We got backups coming in and don't know what they're doing. The offensive line is the problem. Move on to AJ. AJ, this dude is indicative of this generation of dudes. They're feel entitled. Y'all keep calling him great. I got T.O. First of all, stop comparing him to T.O. He's nothing like T.O. If T.O. told you he was going to do something in the game, he did it. T.O. burnt people. T.O. trucked people. T.O. did what he said he was going to do. This dude is no T.O. whatsoever. So we need to stop comparing him to T.O. In fact, T.O. is the greatest Eagles receiver ever, followed by Harold Carmichael, followed by Mike Quick, followed by DeSean Jackson, followed by Devontae Smith. He ain't even in my top five, man. What are y'all talking about? This dude play hurt and get injured when he miss a ball. Y'all don't see this stuff. I see this dude, man. We got to get rid of him. I don't care how great y'all think he is. Get rid of him. Get it. I don't care if you draft somebody, trade for somebody. Matter of fact, put one of them, sit him on a bench and let him watch Mechie or one of them other receivers get in there and take his place. That's what you got. There's only one way to deal with a cat like that. You got to show him better than you can tell him, gentlemen. That's all I got to say.
Self, see? Appreciate you. Self
that, that was strong, Self. Listen.
Self came out strong with his top five list, not including AJ. I mean, he workshopped that one.
He's still in the top five now.
That's an awful list.
I didn't say it a whole lot, and I came in here on fire, but he's still a hell of a receiver.
Listen, I'm letting people live their truth today. I'm taking a page out of the Hugh Douglas book. It might not be my top five, but it's a top five.
It shouldn't be anybody's top.
What am I supposed to say? It's top five.
I know I get a little emotional too, but I ain't ready to move on without the man. Now we do need to get him involved in offense. Now that's a truism.
Sure.
We need to get him involved.
Yeah.
We just need to figure out how to squash this beef.
Yeah.
I'm
sure we'll figure it out, just like we figured out last time and the time before that. Let's
it's a fluid situation.
Let's go to Marple Mac in Malvern. Hey, Marple Mac.
Thank you so much for taking my call.
You got it, Marple Mac. What are we thinking?
Well, remember I said last week, and I told Kyle this, that they had a special team, that they had an extra point blocked. Well, I went to YouTube and found it. I believe it was Ringo.
You were right. And Marble Mac, as the show went on, we realized that we wouldn't even remember. We just missed that. You were right. You were the one that called it. Yes, they did it last year against the Bucs. And then, Marble Mac, we did it again this week with the punt block.
Yeah. So you was really speaking my mind about what A.J. Brown has done. He's really creating a malignant tumor that's going to destroy the whole body if this isn't checked. And, going off like he did after, like you said, you telling the company line and then going around behind everybody's back and then going off on Seth, that's totally uncalled for. Who's he think he is? He's not, he's not above reproach. I mean, come on. He's quoting scripture. I got a scripture for him to follow. Ready? Here it comes. I hope you're listening, A.J. Brown, Mr. Scripture.
He is.
It says, Now them that are such, we command and exhort by our Lord Jesus Christ that with quietness they work and eat their own bread. Just be quiet and play the game. If you have something, go to Jalen, but don't go air it out and, making a mess out of the team over this.
It's not worth it. Marple Mac, it's not worth it. Appreciate the call. Mac.
Got to get him the Cartwright letters.
I mean, listen, AJ posts scripture. Marple Mac can quote scripture. We go back and forth.
They should have a scripture off.
And you know who can lead it? The great Reverend Douglas.
You know what? Y'all have taken my professional moment and you have sullied it by.
No, I let you cook for like an hour. Yeah. I'm just saying, dude, if we're going to read scripture, the great Reverend's got to jump.
You have done enough today.
You've done the most.
I do feel like a wind-up dog, though. Y'all did get me going because that's the first time we've ever did a segment like this where y'all just laid out.
Yeah, I was like, he's cooking. I'm just going to sit back. It's kind of nice.
Some things run me kind of hot, man.
No, I know. And
you know what I mean?
Full disclosure to everyone out there, as we tell the audience, a little behind the scenes. So we were kind of talking through how we were going to structure the show. We wanted to start with the Phillies because we knew that once we got to this, Hugh had a lot to say. So we're like, all right, you know, let's do this. We'll bring Rhea in. And then, Hugh, 11 o'clock, tell him what you feel. And here we are at 1224. All right, 215-592-9494. Your phone call is coming up on the Phillies and the Dodgers. Hope or expect to beat the Dodgers. And, of course, the A.J. Brown situation. Your reaction to A.J., the tweet at Seth Joyner, what he said about Jalen, your reaction to Hugh's reaction, which is my favorite part of the show today, and the NLCS, the odds. What do the odds say on this?
We're in the CS already?
NLDS, excuse me.
No, he's projecting. Well, I'm
trying to. Let me frame it this way. Who's favored to get to the NLCS, the Phils or the Dodgers, and who should be the favorite? We'll hit that next. It is the Midday Show. And on the other side, I have some big news for you, everyone out there. For tomorrow's show at Stateside Live, we have a special guest set to join us tomorrow during the show. We'll tell you who next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.